The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
I'm sure Bobby has ambitions to earn millions, but what about the world of billionaires? Our news feeds are constantly full of the latest musings of Elon Musk. As we mentioned earlier, will he buy Twitter this week? Maybe, maybe not. We get blether about Jeff Bezos and other billionaires. But author and journalist Patrick Frayne is not convinced that their lives are all that they're cracked up to be. Money.
Billionaires are hoarders.
It's mine. It's all mine.
I've written this in articles before, but people usually took it as a joke. It's not a joke. Billionaires are hoarders, and they need our help.
Show me the money.
They're not hoarding old egg cartons or clipped out coupons or broken electronics. They're hoarding money. More than they could ever use in one lifetime. More than they'll ever need. It's irrational.
I wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
Unlike regular people, they don't spend most of it. They just move it around abstractly, like peas on a plate. They don't even want to pay taxes. They put their wealth in offshore accounts and live in strange jurisdictions. Because they don't see themselves as citizens. They see themselves as countries. Autonomous, fleshy nation-states. It's weird, right? If they were hoarding dinky cars or cattle feeders or distressed Barbie dolls,
I love a Barbie,
we'd get them help. But no, we somehow see it as rational to hoard money. So I'm making a case for intervention. If I was a doctor, I'd prescribe radical taxation and progressive wealth redistribution. It would be a kindness. I know some of you think I'm naive, that money is very important. But I know this. Money is very important, but largely when you don't have enough of it. And I get why lots of people want more money, because life is unpredictable and wealth can soften the edges. But if after earning, say, your first 50 million euro, your insecurity isn't becalmed, I'm sorry, but you have a problem that no amount of cash will fix. Billionaires know they're not well. They can see the symptoms. So can I. I get the Financial Times and read the How to Spend It supplement. I see how they spend it. Billionaires buy things that make no sense, like a $50,000 Rolex that's functionally no more useful than a swatch. Or a yacht that's basically a cramped hotel that makes you seasick. And all of their homes look like hotels, and all of their spouses look like their previous spouses, and all of their children are disappointments to them.
Daddy, I want another pony.
Billionaires know their lives are a bit crap. This is why they don't want to pay tax. They want to destroy the middle class. Because while being poor sucks, being middle class in a functioning social democracy is better than being a billionaire, and they know it. A billionaire might be able to buy an island or get Beyoncé to play at their birthday party, but they can't chat to their neighbours over the fence or go to the library or to the park or visit a gallery, unless they buy the gallery, and then they have to visit it all alone with all those painted eyes judging them.
Can't buy me love.
Instead of neighbours, they have attendants. They're like those hippos with little birds grooming them.
A few of these partnerships between birds and other kinds of animals have become very intimate indeed. The hide of a hippo may not seem a particularly rich source of insects, but there are little ticks to be had in the various cracks and crannies, and oxpeckers go there to search for them.
Do you think those little birds care about the hippo? They can always find another hippo, and the hippos know this too. They know deep down that when the apocalypse comes and they retreat to their fortified compound in the hills, they'll probably be killed by their own guards. Which is why billionaires try to rationalize their existence into some grand scheme of heroic philanthropy. They're going to bring us to Mars.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3.
They're going to help us upload our consciousness to a supercomputer. They're going to pay for services that would already exist if they paid any tax. There's a point to them. They're trying to save the world. But really, they just want to star in saving the world. Actually, saving the world is something we all have to do together. There is no together for billionaires. Billionaires are very lonely. Their real problem is their inescapable mortality, and faced with the enormity of that, like other hoarders, they want to surround themselves with stuff. Junk mail, gone-off yogurt, broken action figures, art collections, Rolexes, servants, cars, more money than anyone could possibly ever need. To be a billionaire is to be very, very frightened, which is why we should help them. We should redistribute their resources and welcome them back into society. It's for their own good.
Patrick Frayne there. Thanks to Evine Megan for the sound design. I don't know if they're that lonely, Patrick.